Hello, this is Larry Clark with another episode of From the Composer from Excelsior Music Publishing. Today we're talking to composer Carol Britton Chambers. Hi, Carol. How are you doing?
Hi, Larry. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, we're excited to have you on the podcast. And could you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started in composition and anything important that you want people who are playing your music to know?
Yeah, sure. Well, I actually grew up in Lubbock, Texas, and I actually was born into a family with a lot of musicians, to believe it or not. So my dad was like the French horn professor at the university there, which is Texas Tech University. Mm-hmm. And all my siblings, we played instruments. And so I did start piano and theory when I was really young, like 6 years old, and studied that seriously for a long, long, long time. And then actually became a trumpet player as well. But yeah, I got my Bachelor of Music Education. I got that degree from Texas Tech University. And then later I went on to Northwestern up in Evanston, Chicago area. And I got my master's in trumpet performance up there. And now I live in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm a full-time composer, arranger. And I also teach at Texas Lutheran University. I teach on the faculty there, and that's a university outside of San Antonio.
Now, you were at one time a band director, is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So after I graduated from college, I was a band director for quite a few years. I taught middle school and high school band in Texas.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got started writing music.
Yeah, well, for me, my writing, well, I did a little bit of composition when I was young and entered some like little piano composition contests. And so that was kind of neat. Oh. But then later I really was pursuing education, music education and performance so much that I didn't do so much of that. But while I was a band director, my first serious writing really was for marching band. So I really got into the marching band arranging. Mm-hmm. While I was teaching, I was writing it for our own groups. And then really each year, then more and more directors from other schools would start to ask me, hey, can you write our show? Hey, can you write our show? So that turned into quite a full-time thing there. And then sometime around in there is when I stopped being a band director and I started teaching at the university. That's also in our family when we started having children. And so just lots of pieces of the puzzle started falling into place where then I found I had a little bit of time in the fall each year where I could start writing some concert band compositions. And I had always wanted to do that. Like while I was a band director, you know, Ann McGinty was a huge role model for me. And you, Larry Clark, were a huge role model for me. Seriously. And so I was like, at some point, I do want to start doing that. And so, yeah, kind of timing sometimes plays into things. And then I started doing more and more concert band along with the marching band. So,
yeah. So, yeah, I remember when I talked to your sister and she was always like, well, my sister, she writes music and she's really good. I'm like, yeah, we'll have her send some stuff. And it took a while to get us to that point.
Yeah, well, and I just have to tell everybody, because I think this is kind of funny too, but I used to, you know, at the different conventions where I knew you would be.
Right.
And I would always want to make a point. I felt like I was kind of stalking you, but I always wanted to make a point. To go by your booth and say, hi, do you remember me? Do you remember me? And I can remember one time you said, hey, are you going to send me some scores? And I said, oh, yes, for sure. And so that was really nice when you offered that to me. And that's where it got started, really. So
absolutely. Well, it's a success story as far as I'm concerned, because obviously your music has already become very, very popular, even in a few short years.
Well, thank you.
So that's been great. So do you mentioned marching band. Do you write anything else besides marching band or concert band or other things you dabble in?
Well, I do some solo and ensemble things. So I've had like some sax quartet pieces played up at Midwest and have gotten published and things like that. I did a trumpet ensemble piece just this year. I don't do as much of that. Again, time always kind of dictates. And then I'm going to start getting into some orchestral writing this year, I think so.
Excellent. Yeah. We looked forward to that as well.
Thank you.
So Talk about your process. How do you get started on a piece? You know, a little bit about just the genesis of, you know, how you work. People would like to know.
Oh, sure. Well, I do have like a running list of titles, like on the notes on my phone. So I've probably got 100 pieces on there of titles that I think would be cool at some point to write. And I usually get inspired for those kinds of things just, well, probably like a lot of people, but just going around living life. So sometimes I'll be at a museum and I see something. It's like, oh, that's really neat. Or this one that I wrote a couple of years ago, Sun Chaser, that was literally on my commute to TLU. In the mornings, I'm always looking at this most beautiful, gorgeous sunrise. And that just inspired me, like, wow, that would be really cool to write something about that. And so there are a lot of times events. Sometimes, though, or quite often, it's whatever the commission is. And as you know, often there are certain reasons for the commission. So right. Quite a few of the pieces, it was for memorial service. And so we talked a lot about what was this person like and what kind of piece would, you know, encompass them, or what would they have wanted you to say about them in a musical kind of way. So sometimes it's that, or, you know, like a march that I just did for the Young Band March project. We got to kind of pick what kind of march we wanted to do. So I already had an idea about what kind of message I wanted to convey with that one. Yeah. So for me, often the subject matter, I guess, is maybe already in place, or sometimes the title, I just think of, oh, I think this title would be cool. What does that sound like to me? And so for me, often it's either about a rhythm or kind of groove that I want it to have. So I kind of get that going in my head, you know, because I think that can really dictate how piece sounds. But more often than not, it's the melody too that goes along with that.
Right.
What melody starts popping in my head that reminds me of whatever it is I'm about to write. And yeah, and then I go from there, and that's when I start taking the melody and thinking, okay, well, if I'm going to have such and such instrument play it, where would it lie best for their fingers? Or, you know, if we're talking grade one or two, the younger levels, you know, how could it be for the clarinets where they're not having to pop back and forth across the break? And considerations like that. So,
well, obviously, from your experience as being a band director, you understand what students can and can't do depending on their technical level.
Yes, I think that helped immensely. The fact that I had to teach beginners also,
right.
You know, every day it's like, okay, this is hard for them, or this is not so hard for them. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you write a little bit every day on some sort of schedule, since now you're pretty much full-time writing?
Yes, I do. I write every day. And this time of year, especially during the spring and all through the summer, it's often 7 days a week. Again, that's trying to get all the marching band stuff done, because they have, you know, there you're in a chain of command and I'm first, because then it has to go to the percussion arranger after that, and then the drill writer and all of that. So yeah, I do write every day. I've got my little office set up, and I'm a schedule type of person for sure. I treat this as like going to work. So, and for me, my most creative time during the day is in the morning hours. And so that's when I really want to write any new stuff that I have to write. And then I try to reserve the afternoon hours for more like paperwork and contracts and licensing, you know, requests for the marching band. Or cleaning up parts and things like that when my brain is just a little bit more tired. And I'm not so much a night owl when it comes to working. I'd rather be try to just do it during the day like a job, and then have some evening time, you know, with my kids and things like that. So
right. I think a lot of people don't realize that composition, actually writing the music, is a small part, but then there's all those other details of creating parts and editing the music and making it look nice. And
absolutely,
that's the digging ditch part, I like to call it.
Yeah. That's true. Yes. Or when you have technology problems and then you got to spend hours on the phone getting those resolved. And
sure. So you mentioned technology. Do you pretty much just write on the computer, or do you sit down at a piano first, or how does that work?
It depends. I do. I mean, when I'm inputting my notes and all that, I definitely play that in with my MIDI keyboard, and I use Finale, and so I've got my setup right here. But I do have a nice piano, a grand piano out in the in our front room, and so sometimes I do like, and I was a serious piano player for a long time, like I mentioned. So sometimes I really do like to go out there and just play, just to play on a really nicer instrument.
Nice instrument, yeah.
Yeah, and just hear stuff. But the MIDI, of course, is so nice because you can set it to the different sounds and get a somewhat realistic, you know, idea of what it's going to sound like. But
right. So, never pencil to paper anymore, or did you do that in your past, or how did that work?
Well, yeah, in my past, I used to sometimes get an idea like when I was not at home. So maybe when I was at school, or and maybe I would jot something down. But anymore, I found that, especially for the concert band music, a lot of times when I'm driving to the university, my commute, that's when a lot of times, I don't know what it is about the drive, it's out on an interstate, you know, but a lot of times that's when some melodic ideas really start popping into my head. So what I do now is the, you know, the voice memo on my phone. A lot of times I start singing that into there. So then because I'm like, I don't want to forget what I just thought of.
Right. I've heard that several times from composers today. They use the technology of the phone.
Yeah.
While they're just out and about to just, you know, sing a melody.
Uh-huh. Right.
Or, you know, or verbalize what they hear the piece doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
So do you ever have trouble coming up with ideas, or do you get to a point in a piece where you kind of get stuck? You know, people may call that writer's block. And if it does, how do you get past that?
I think for me, I don't know if I would call it outright writer's block, especially with my concert band, maybe because my volume of marching band is still pretty high right now. If I ever do get a little bit stuck with something, sometimes it's because, like with marching band, sometimes you have to really get to an idea and get through it pretty quickly. You don't have a lot of time.
Right.
To spend developing something forever and ever. So sometimes I'm like, hey, I know I want to get to this sort of big hit here, and I want it to be in this key, and I want to have this harmonic movement. So sometimes it's something like that. Like, how am I going to get from here to here? And so if I ever do get kind of stuck, it's sometimes more that I've just been at it for too many hours and my brain is just kind of tired. And I found that the best solution for me is just to get up and go do something else, either for a little bit, like go running or something, or just come back to it the next day. And usually I sit down with a fresh mind and it just like writes itself. So I've found not to worry about it too much, but if I just get away from it and come back, then it goes just fine.
That's definitely good advice for a young composer.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily try to force it.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So has the way you write music changed with technology, or just has the process changed for you over the years now that you have more experience?
I don't know if the process has changed that much for me, because when I really, from the get-go, when I started doing it, I was able to use kind of the technology I'm using now. I mean, now with things like GarageBand and, you know, Logic, I can mix some things in and do some more creative things for... Mm-hmm. Again, for like creating pre-shows and stuff. So that doesn't really affect my concert band writing too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm always just trying to incorporate, I guess, with each piece, something maybe that I haven't done before in my repertoire. So, hey, I haven't done this style yet, or I haven't done, you know, this kind of thing, or I've never used these kind of instruments. And for me, it's the percussion world. There's just so much cool stuff out there. So I'm always trying to... look at some new stuff there. So I just got done writing a piece and I used an ocean drum for the first time. And I was like, that's really cool, you know? And so I'm looking at YouTube videos and just seeing how are people using this instrument. And so I think that's what changes as I go each year, is just trying to find some unique things like that.
So add to your sort of personal bag of tricks of things you can use.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. So are there certain types of music that you listen to that influence you, or have influenced you, or that inspire you? And what might those be?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've told people before, but, you know, the most influential composers to me were Aaron Copland, because when I was young and my family, we'd be vacationing in the mountains, we back then when I was young, we didn't even have a tape player or anything at first. We just had these a record player. And so we had these great recordings of, and so Appalachian Spring was the first one. And that's one when I really just was drawn to this amazing piece of music and how Copeland used the different colors and how one little color of an oboe, for example, would turn into this other and it would go into the strings. And I was just mesmerized in how beautiful the melodies were and stuff. So Copeland for sure, Percy Grainger has always been a huge influence for me. And then a lot of the movie score writers. So one of my favorites from the get-go has always been John Williams. And I think...
Like all of us.
I know. And I really feel like, boy, there's some things that I just... That's just... I'm just drawn to those chords and those melodies sometimes, or that type of energy. And so I know a few of my pieces, it's like, okay, I call that... Okay, I think that's my nod to John Williams right there, because it just... That reminds me of him, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then just... You know, currently, just again with marching band writing, it's arranging, so it's always arranging all this other music that's out there. But there's such a mix now of, you know, the old standards, if you want to call it that, plus new modern stuff. And so I do love that about the arranging, getting to mix those kinds of things together. So these days, you know, it's anything from Belshazzar's Feast to Pat Metheny to again those movie score writers, James Horner. So every day I'm listening to that kind of stuff just for the arranging, you know, but then honestly, I just have to get in my car sometimes and not listen to that kind of thing anymore. And I just want to listen to Nickel Creek, you know, some bluegrass stuff or Justin Timberlake.
right. Yeah. I often tell people, cause I do some of the marching band stuff still too. And I always feel like marching band is, and especially arranging is my palate cleanser to get me ready to write more of my own music.
Yeah, right. And then when I go to concert band, I love that because then I really can do my own thing.
Right.
And I'm not as restricted with how something's going to develop. Although there's still just logic to that, of course. You don't want to, even with concert band, you don't want to go on and on forever about something. But so I think that marching band has helped me be a structured writer, but at the same time, then you get to use a little bit more double reeds and you get, you know, with the concert band, I like that. Just
more color. Nice. Sure.
Yeah. Some different colors for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you for all those words of wisdom for us folks who want to know how you do it. Well, that does it for another episode of From the Composer. I hope to see you again soon. This is Larry Clark from Excelsior Music Publishing. Thank you very much.